ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
No procession today, so no limitation of time. Translate. Well, time is always a limitation. Ulangita trivita sima utashishai. There's one from Stotaratra of Yamuna Acharya says there's trivita sima, three limits. Time, space, and thought. So time is a limitation. But Krishna is beyond all limits. Anyway, we're in the material world, so we have some limitations. Looking at your watch, Will you find Krishna there in your watch? No. Krishna says, Kalosmi. So you should be able to find Krishna in your watch also. Anyway, we're Ramba, 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 Anandam to be here today. My doctor told me no traveling, but I said I have to be here for this 1000th appearance anniversary of Sri Ramanuja. He told me for some time I have to rest. But the proper use of time is to glorify Krishna and his devotees. I don't know where I'll be in another 1000 years. If I could be a worm crawling in the dust of Sri Parambadur at the feet of the Vaishnavas, I would be very fortunate. So, more likely to be a worm in stew. More likely to be a worm in stool. But by the grace of the Vaishnavas, we can be delivered. We're very grateful to the Vaishnavas of this mat who have given us this opportunity to speak here. They're all in great Vaishnav lineages, Vamsa Parampara. And I think most, if not all of us here, don't have any such background. Especially myself, was born in most sinful Western countries. But it is the grace of the Lord and his devotees that they are patita pavana, they pick up the most form. Especially Bhagavan Sri Rama, he would have been, actually he should have been popular with Dr. Ambedkar. Because he fully accepted and embraced Guha. Nowadays, Guha would be classified as what? Scheduled tribe. Something like that. But Rama embraced him. So that is the spirit of the merciful Vaishnavas also. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. We pray to the Vaishnavas that they are transcendental desire trees. They are oceans of mercy. That is the name of Krishna, Kripa Sindhu, Karuna Sindhu. But the same attribute is present in the Lord's great devotees. And the Vaishnavas are all patitanam pavanebhyo. We offer prayers to them as such. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu almost certainly came here to offer respects at the lotus feet of Sri Ramanuja. Although it's not specifically mentioned in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, but definitely Tirumala is mentioned. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited there. And so many Divya Desams south of Tirumala. And it's also stated that he visited so many holy places, right and left, thousands of them. So almost certainly he must have come here. And by his grace, as we have received it through Srila Prabhupada, we're also coming in. Quite likely, if Prabhupada hadn't gone to the West, there's more sitting space here. Like to make some sitting space? We can, yeah, move in. You have to, if you come around. You can come up here, anyway. Yeah, okay, that's fine. So, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, even people from the Western countries are coming in. Now, we've come here to glorify Sri Ramanujacharya. Ramanuja is a name for who? Adishesham. But before he had that name, someone else had that name.
இவருக்கு ராமானுஜர் அப்படிங்கிற பெயர் வர்றதுக்கு முன்னாடி வேற ஒருத்தர் அந்த பெயர் இருந்தது
Lakshman.
Lakshman are there.
Therefore, Ramanuja is sometimes called Lakshman Deshika. Because Ramanuja means born after Rama. You know anyone else born after Rama? Bharat and Shatrughna. Anyone else? I think you have all heard of this person, the name I'm going to say. Someone called Krishna.
Krishna,
he's also Ramanuja. You've all heard of Krishna, I think. He's also born after Rama. So he's also Ramanuja. So we, but we're specifically coming here to celebrate the appearance of Ramanujacharya. So what is the meaning of the word Acharya? Achinoti shastrani achare sthapyatyapi swayam acharate yasmat acharyastena kirtitaha. The definition given in the Vayu Purana of an acharya is one who teaches according to shastra. And he's fully conversant in the conclusions of Shastra. And he teaches both by speaking and by his own behavior. We know the word achar or acharan means behavior. So an acharya is one who exemplifies how to act. He sets the example for others. An acharya is a teacher. And thus, in the school, sometimes the teachers, they were called acharyas. Now, acharya may refer to a teacher of any Vedic subject. So we have music acharyas, dancing acharyas. But in the best sense of the term, acharya means one who knows the essence, the meaning of shastra. That is given in Bhagavad Gita. Vedaishcha sarvairahameva vedyaha. Krishna says, by all the Vedas I am to be known. So, the word acharya can also mean the head of a mutt. But in the fullest and best sense of the term, an acharya means a great preacher of Vedic knowledge. We also say Shankaracharya. Now the Vaishnavas are opposed to the philosophy of Shankaracharya. But at least in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refers to him as Acharya. Because he taught within the framework of the Vedic paradigm. He's referred to as another important meaning of the word Acharya is one who gives an understanding of the Vedas, who interprets the Vedas. Principally by his commentary on the Vedanta Sutras. These are the Parampara Acharyas, or those who have established a parampara of specific teachings. So Shankara is referred to as an Acharya. One major reason is he gave his Sharirika Bhasha on the Brahma Sutras or Vedanta Sutras. And Ramanuja, he gave his commentary Sri Bhasha on Vedanta Sutras. Shankara, by his commentary, established Advaitavad, Kevala Advaitavad. And Sri Ramanuja established Vishishta Advaitavad. Now, another major function of an Acharya is Acharyam Bhakti Shanshana. He propagates the mission of bhakti within this world. We see, particularly in what is now called Tamil Nadu and around South India and in various parts of India and in Nepal, this Sri Vaishnav Sampradaya is widely spread. And its influence is still going on even after 1,000 years. One 1,000 years is one sneeze of Brahma. But for us, because we live such short lives, it seems like a very long time. And for anything to go on for 1,000 years in this Kali Yuga is not very common. I don't think BJP will be going after 1,000 years. Not very likely. Okay, no more political jokes here. But no, it's a fact. It won't stay. Unlikely. And we shall have to see if our ISKCON It's a great job to hold it together. We wonder each year, can we hold it together? How are we going to hold it together for 1,000 years? So it's a great achievement that this sampradaya is still going on after 1,000 years. But how did it begin? How is it that there's so many people accepted this path? It's because Ramanuja, as an acharya, he preached. The Vaishnavas were there even before Ramanuja. But Ramanuja's great contributions were presenting in a systematic way the teachings of Vishishtadvaita and spreading it very widely. And he not only gave the philosophy, but he gave a whole system of how to practice on a daily basis. He made an organization, you can say. And again, how are we all here today? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached. Because Srila Prabhupada preached. So the sampradaya is going on after 1,000 years, but if we are to be objective without putting anyone down, the influence at the present time of ISKCON is more felt in the world in general. We don't have the high culture. We don't have the great history of learning and scholarship. We have, by Prabhupada's mercy, faith in the holy names of Krishna. It will be very difficult for many people in the modern age to take up the way of life that is meant for the Sri Vaishnava Brahmanas. And I think that even they themselves are not able to follow as their forefathers were able to follow. That is not a criticism, that is just a practical observation. For instance, previously all the water that was used in the houses and in the temples, that would be drawn from a well only. But nowadays, mostly everyone is using tap water, with an attached bathroom in the house. In Udupi, there's still that temple. Which one is that? It's a Chandramoleshwar temple, where they still have the well right next to the right inside the temple compound, and the pujari pulls up the water, takes bath, and then does the worship. Still going on. But practically speaking, in the modern age, people can't, very difficult to follow all the detailed rules and regulations. Even if you want to, it's very difficult. Some years ago, I think I told this to you before, some years ago, when I was visiting Sri Rangam, one young man was reciting the Divya Prabandhams very beautifully at one festival. So he happened to be the nephew of this, who's in that Glimpses book, that Ranganathan. So after some time when I met Ranganathan, I said, Where is he now? What's he doing? About that boy. So he said he's in America working for a multinational corporation. So I asked him, why is he doing that? He recites the Prabandham so beautifully. He told me that, well, he doesn't want to work any job, he only wants to serve the Lord. But he has sisters who need to be married. And the government gives the archakas 40 rupees a month or something ridiculous. So what can you do in such a circumstance? Anyway, the point I'm making is that this ISKCON movement is running on the mercy of the acharyas and faith in the holy names. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nastreva, 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 Gatira Nipa. It's not that we shouldn't follow any rules, we should follow as much as possible. Minimally, we should follow what Prabhupada gave us. No means. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. At least these rules we should follow strictly. No meat means, actually it means we should only take Krishna prasadam and nothing else. That is the vow of a Vaishnava. We don't eat anything which is not offered to Krishna. Anyway, that point I made, Ramanuja, he was so influential. He changed the course of religious history by vigorously and strongly preaching. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to make such an effect by preaching. Srila Prabhupada was preaching. There were so many godbrothers of Prabhupada who had actually spent much more time with their guru than he did.
Srila Prabhupada
அவருடைய குருவோட கழித்த காலத்தை காட்டும் அதிகமான காலத்தை அவருடைய குருவிட்டு கழித்திருக்கிறார்கள்.
And even though Srila Prabhupada was vastly learned in Shastra, but there were some of his god brothers who were, at least superficially, even more so.
Srila Prabhupada Shastra nalla adhiga pulamai vaandravaraga irundha adu vaastham adhe nerathil innondrum enna appadina Prabhupada kaattum avargal sila aandhiga sabandhargal adhiga
Many of Srila Prabhupada's god brothers were very austere. Very strictly following Ekadashi Vrata. There was one that who was that? Was that Siddhartha one? I can't remember exactly who now. One of Prabhupada's god brothers, in the hot summer, midday, he was over 80 years old. They wanted to fan him. No, thangs to Tikshasva Bharata. We should tolerate. So many of Srila Prabhupada's god brothers were highly qualified. In fact, all of them. But he was able to make the effect that he did because he had firm faith in the order of his guru. To preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. Srila Prabhupada warned us that if we do not preach, then this movement will be finished. Now, preaching doesn't just mean to bring people, more and more people. If we think that preaching means just loka sangraham, collecting more and more people, then we become like a political party. But there has to be not only preaching, prachar, but there must be teaching of achar. We have to teach people what is the Vaishnava Siddhanta. Again, we can't expect many people to be very deeply learned in Shastra. But at least they should know that we, first teaching of Bhagavad Gita, we are not the body, we are eternal Atma. That we are mamai vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. We are eternal fragmental parts of Krishna who is supreme. We are in this material world suffering birth after birth. We should come out and go to Krishna. All these basic points everyone should know. We should teach them. Therefore we have this Bhagavad Darshan magazine, so many books for distribution. But actually, the book we're distributing, but we're supposed to understand and read it and live it ourselves. Every devotee must be an acharya.
ஒவ்வொரு பக்தருக்குமே ஒரு ஆச்சாரியராக இருக்க வேண்டும்.
தட் இஸ் சைதன்ய மகாபிரபுஸ் ஆர்டர்.
அதுதான் சைதன்ய மகாபிரபுடைய கட்டளை.
ஜாரே தேகோ தாரே கஹோ கிருஷ்ண உபதேஷ் அமர் ஆக்யாய் குரு ஹய தாரோ ஏ தேஷ். Wherever you go, whoever you meet, instruct them in the instructions of Krishna, becoming a guru on my order, deliver this loan.
Yengala poyilo yarela paapilo avellarku Krishnave upadesai kodal ennude kattarin keel guruvagi idha ulagathai nilivirara.
So in one purport Srila Prabhupada writes about Sri Ramanujacharya. Actually, he quotes him many times.
But
in one particular purport, he said that not everyone can be a great acharya like Sri Ramanuja. That is not possible. I mean, it might be possible for me to hire some advertising agency and get myself on national TV and make a big hoo-ha, but that wouldn't have the strength, the purity of the great Vaishnava acharyas. Maybe I could get on the Tamil TV with Damodar Gauranga. Maybe, maybe. But an acharya like Bhagavan is Swayam Prakat. He's self-manifest. He shines forth by his own transcendental qualities. So a Vaishnava is not ambitious that I'm going to be a big acharya. He aspires to be the servant of the acharyas. So Srila Prabhupada writes that not everyone can be a great acharya like Ramanuja, but everyone should try to spread Krishna consciousness within their own capacity. Within our ISKCON there has been much agitation that women should be gurus. But women are already gurus. They are the first guru for their children. Children first of all learn everything, including dharma and karma, from their mothers. So for the mothers, if they can train their children to be devotees, that will be their service to the acharyas. And there may be that you can pray for a child who will acharyam bhakti sanshanat, who will spread bhakti. So everyone within their capacity should be an acharya. Even everyone may not be very good at explaining everything. But an acharya teaches not only by talking but by acting.
So
if by your ideal behavior in devotional service, that is also one kind of preaching and teaching. Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he is not considered to be an acharya in the conventional sense. But by his behavior, he demonstrated what it means to be totally renounced from this material world and totally absorbed in Krishna. So let us follow the instructions of our acharyas. You may say, well, Ramanuja, he did not follow the instruction of his acharya. When he was told not to distribute the name, but he distributed it. That is some pastime. We have to understand the subtleties of that. So our acharyas have told us to preach and teach the holy name. So we shouldn't think, I'll be like Ramanuja and my acharya told me to preach and teach, I won't do it. Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chant the holy names and preach the glories of the holy names? There could be several answers to that question. Any offerings, suggestions? Who would like to say? Did you all read that book I made about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Tamil? Did you all see that book? Not much response. Any suggestions? Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preach and teach
the holy name?
There it is. In your language. For your benefit. Please take advantage by reading it. Okay. Anyone? So one answer is that in previous yugas people lived a long time. In Kali Yuga we don't have much time. They could follow different things. Krite yadhyayato vishnam, tritayo yajato makai, dvapare paricharyayam kalo tadhari kirtana. Right, okay. Some suggestion? Chapandi. You have to say in Tamil, not Telugu.
Kali Yuga Harinama,
Shastra says we have to chant the holy name. That's a very good reason. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kaivalam, Kalama, Stevena, 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 Gatheo, Nyata.
Okay.
Okay, then anything else? Huh? His guru told him, that's what I'm looking for. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, that reminds me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru taught him, Nacho Gao Bhakta Sange Karo Sankitan, Nama Upadeshi, Hari Nama Upadeshi Tara Sarvajan. Dance, sing in the company of devotees. Krishna Nama Upadesh, teaching the about Krishna Nam, you deliver everyone. When in Varanasi, the sannyasis, they said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what are you doing singing and dancing? Sannyasis are not supposed to sing and dance. So what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reply? Anyone? You know. My guru told me to. So, we have so many things to learn from the Sampradaya, Sri Ramanuja and his Sampradaya. Especially Guru Bhakti. Service to the Vaishnavas. The whole spirit of devotion. The whole spirit of devotion. These two factors Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially accepted from the Ramanuja Sampradaya.
Ramanuja Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, irandu kurupita vishayangalai ketrukondar.
The spirit of pure devotion and service to the Vaishnavas.
Puriya Bhaktivinoda Mahabhavam, Vaishnavarukku sevai seidhar.
Of course, it's not that Ramanuja started a sampradaya. Before him there were the Alavas. And even before, from time immemorial, there are so many great devotees. But he gave philosophic shape and he organized and he gave practical directions about how to practice. And he preached very widely and brought many people. Therefore, we bow down to his lotus feet. We beg for his blessings. For the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, so that we may be able to please our gurus. And develop love for the Supreme Personality. This is a great opportunity for chanting the holy names. Last few days I've been here, we've been chanting in the temple here every evening. People are very appreciative. I've traveled all over India and in many parts of the world also. And generally I'm seeing that among all other people, the followers of Sri Ramanuja, they appreciate the kirtan and the devotion in the Gaudiya Sampradaya more than any others.
Generally.
So this way we can see the effect of Sri Ramanuja is still there. His feelings for Krishna, it's not a transformation of the mundane mind. It's a gift of God, spiritual gift. So that mercy of Sri Ramanuja is still flowing today. Especially it's flowing at this festival. So take his blessings. Pray at his lotus feet. That I may become a proper servant of the Vaishnavas. There's, as Ramanuja and his disciples have taught us, there's no higher aspiration than this. There's no higher aspiration. Ramanuja and his disciples have taught us. Ramanuja and all the Sampradaya.
Even
Even prior, you'll find. Just like in Mukunda Mala. Yamuna, he also prays like that. Yamuna Acharya. So, Hare Krishna, you want to present your...
Hare Krishna.
So we can go on doing kirtan. And I should go. This, I was just coming here, and this Sudarshan Acharya, I said I'd go and see him after the lecture. He's just two houses from me. No, you can present your book. So I'm just going to go and see one friend of mine, Vaishnava Acharya, who called me into his house. And then, anyway, you can go on with your kirtan.